From the Danker studio on Library Square, this is The Rundown, an exploration of local news, current events, and issues that matter to you. Today on the program, we feature a conversation about mental illness with Julie Hartle. Hartle is the Recovery and Resilience Manager for Salt Lake County mental health services provider Optum Health. She'll share her personal story of recovery and identify the resources available in the county to people who are suffering a mental health crisis. Hartle says one of her goals is to provide hope to those who are struggling.
Recovery for mental illness, even serious mental illness, is possible. That's something that a lot of people are not familiar with, that even a person with serious mental illness can recover.
That discussion and your summary of today's top local headlines, just ahead after Access Downtown here on KCPW. And thanks once again for joining us today on The Rundown. A little bit later in the program, we'll feature a conversation with Julie Hartle, Recovery and Resiliency Manager for Optum Salt Lake County, about her own struggle with mental illness and about her work to let others know that recovery is possible. But first up, we have these headlines. Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell says that he's stepping down from office, citing a need to return to the private sector and save money for retirement. Bell, a Republican, will stay on until Governor Gary Herbert names and the state Senate confirms his replacement. Bell said Monday that it's difficult for him to leave the job, but that the economic recession left him with some financial liabilities. The lieutenant governor, who turns 65 next month, says he does not have adequate savings for retirement. Herbert picked Bell for the role in 2009, when Herbert, serving as lieutenant governor, became the state's top executive, as then-Governor John Huntsman resigned to serve as U.S. ambassador to China. The Utah Constitution requires that the lieutenant governor's replacement be a member of the same party. In November, the Bureau of Land Management plans to auction off over 100,000 acres of land in central Utah for oil and gas drilling. Some of these lands are in areas with wilderness characteristics, including the San Rafael Swell, which has conservationists upset. They gathered to protest the plan in Salt Lake City on Monday, and KCPW reporter Kim Shusky was there.
82 parcels of BLM land in Emery, Carbon, and Uinta counties could be on the auction block for oil and gas leasing. 80,000 of those acres will be in the San Rafael Swell, an area that Craig and Joyce Otterstrom believe should be designated a national monument or have some other formal protection.
I wanted to contribute my own personal feeling about the area and it needs to be preserved as it is. I'm not against drilling for gas and oil, but it doesn't need to be everywhere, and especially it doesn't need to be there.
Craig lived in the area until high school and then for a few years as an adult. He took Joyce when they first started dating and now they take their grandchildren.
And I was just, it was gorgeous. And we've been going and going and going ever since and exploring it. It is so beautiful.
The Otterstroms joined around 100 people who protested the BLM leasing plan on Monday afternoon. Peter Metcalf is the CEO and founder of Black Diamond. He spoke to the crowd about the economic value of the outdoor industry in Utah.
Leasing these approximately 80,000 acres of desert canyons in the heart of this jewel that we call the San Rafael Swell is unacceptable to the Utah outdoor industry and to all those who care about our quality of life and about sustainable jobs and a vibrant economy.
The Outdoor Industry Association says that outdoor recreation generates about $12 billion of spending in Utah, as well as over 120,000 jobs and $856 million of tax revenue. While all of the speakers said in general they are not against oil and gas drilling in the state, they don't believe these parcels should be available for leasing. David Garbutt is a lawyer with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
Well, we're filing a protest today with the BLM. Their deadline is this afternoon, identifying 55 parcels that we want to see pulled from the lease sale. And it will depend on their response. They could still pull these before they actually hold the auction, which is in November. So we'll see what happens after that.
He says these parcels are similar to 77 leases near Arches and Canyonlands National Parks that were offered in December of 2008, which his group also protested. A federal court temporarily stopped the issuance of the leases, and the Secretary of Interior at the time, Ken Salazar, decided to cancel them.
They only want to hear what specific laws and statutes, regulations they violated. So we're laying that out for them, and it varies. There are things like the National Historic Preservation Act. They failed to consider cultural resources. They failed to consider the impact they would have on air quality. So it kind of runs the gamut.
Garbutt says there are already 4 million acres of land leased in Utah, but currently only 1 million is being developed. After today, the BLM will start wading through the almost 5,000 comments before making a final decision about which parcels will be leased on November 19th. For KCBW, I'm Kim Shusky.
A man charged with the murder of a Draper police sergeant was unable to make his first court appearance on Monday because he's still suffering from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Defense attorneys say the 34-year-old Timothy Walker didn't come to court because of his health. His arraignment was rescheduled for October 8th in West Jordan. Walker was charged last week with the September 1st murder of 32-year-old Draper police sergeant Derek Johnson. He also shot his girlfriend, 34-year-old Tracy Villancourt, before turning the gun on himself. Villancourt, charged with obstruction of justice, made her first court appearance on Monday. She was in a wheelchair with an oxygen tank and tubes in her nose. Her attorney, Ryan Holton, says she'll plead not guilty to the obstruction of justice charges. And that's your local news summary. I'm Roger McDonough. You're listening to The Rundown here on KCPW. Stay with us.